Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
God, I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. We just celebrate you. We celebrate the journey that you've brought us on. God, we can recognize that no matter where we are in our season of life, no matter where we are in our journey of faith, God, that you are faithful. You always know where we are, whether we're on the mountain or whether we're in the valley. God, you're faithful, God. So thank you, Lord, as we open your word today, that you'd speak something to us that's right on time, that's relevant to where we are in our faith walk. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Well, we've been on this series called The Advocate, and what it's about is when Jesus went away, he said, before I go away, I want to send you something. And John 14, 27 tells us the story. Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give. It's important for us to know that what God gives, there's nothing like it. There's nothing that compares to the gifts that God gives. The world can give us things, and it's of temporal significance, it's of temporal value. But what God gives us is of everlasting value. It never wears out. It never gets old. It's always precious. But it's not just a gift that Jesus was talking about. It's a person. And he tells us in John 14, 25, he said, I'm telling you these things while I'm still with you, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. So we've been talking about how powerful it is to know that God has sent his very Spirit to be with us. It's the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. Our Advocate tells us everything that we need to know, and he reminds us of everything that Jesus commanded. So we've been talking about this advocate and how he protects and defends the cause of Christ, how he teaches us everything that we need to know, and we've been talking about the gifts that he gives. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of lights, and we know that God gives us the Spirit, and then the Spirit comes with all kinds of gifts as well. We talked about 7 of those gifts last week. We're going to talk about 8 more gifts this week. Last week we talked about wise advice, special knowledge, great faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, and discernment. You can find these in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. Today we're going to talk about 8 more gifts. The first one is that we see in 1 Corinthians 12 is unknown languages. Well, the advocate gives us the gift of unknown languages. Acts 2, 1 through 4, it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. This is a powerful communication tool that the Holy Spirit gives us, because there are many times when we don't exactly know what to pray. And the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, can pray through us. And we can pray in the Spirit. One of the gifts the advocate gives us is unknown languages. So we can pray in our native tongue. For most of us, that's English. Or we can pray in the Spirit. We can pray in the heavenly language that the Holy Spirit gives us. Sometimes, historically, the Holy Spirit has given people completely different languages than they learned. So supernaturally, he would allow them to speak a language that is an earthly language, but a language they never learned. And we see this in Acts 2, 4. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them ability. And at that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. And when they heard a loud noise, everyone came running and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. So these believers received the Holy Spirit in the upper room, came down on the day of Pentecost, and were speaking languages that they never learned, talking about the message of Jesus. The Holy Spirit can make you a missionary to a different people group that speak a completely different language. The Advocate gives us the gift of unknown languages, whether that be the heavenly language or whether that be another earthly language, to be able to be a better witness. He equips us with the power to communicate. We can communicate with God and we can communicate with others, the message and the mission of Jesus Christ. So that's number one, the gift of unknown languages. Number two, the interpretation of languages. The Holy Spirit also gives us the gift of interpreting both heavenly languages and earthly languages that were not previously known. Have you ever been somewhere and it's almost like someone was speaking a different language, but you kind of understood what they were saying? Sometimes the Holy Spirit can give you the interpretation of either an earthly language, and sometimes somebody will stand up in a service, or maybe you're in a Bible study, or maybe you're just around some people and you're praying together, and somebody's speaking in unknown language, and then someone else says, this is what the Holy Spirit is saying through that person right now. So there is the interpretation of language that the Holy Spirit gives us. God knows when you need to communicate, so he equips us with the master communicator. The Holy Spirit is the master communicator. He keeps the communication lines open between us and the Father, between us and Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the master communicator. So he gives us the tools to communicate, to speak in heavenly languages, to speak in other languages, to interpret those languages. So we see that. We see number three, he gives us the gift of serving others. Now, at this point, we jump over to Romans 12, 6 through 8. And it gives us a few more gifts that Paul talks about in regards to the Holy Spirit, our advocate. And we'll read it. It says, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is encouraging others, be encouraging. If it's giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. If you have the gift of showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So we see serving others. Serving is a gift. It's a gift of the Spirit. I think sometimes it's not focused on enough. It might not seem super glamorous or after hearing some of the other gifts, but serving is one of the most important gifts. Jesus actually said this about serving in Matthew 20, 26. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. The greatest in the kingdom is a servant. So this gift of serving God's way, the gift of serving the way that God leads us to serve, it's a spiritual gift. It's a spiritual understanding of how can I serve people. And it really is something spiritual, because sometimes when we love people and we have compassion for people, people can begin to take from you and they can wear you out, right? If you're not doing it by the Spirit. If I'm serving in the natural and somebody says, hey, go do this and go do this for me, go do that for me, give me some money and do this and do that and do the other. If I'm just serving them in a natural way, I can miss the mark. I might give them some money that I was supposed to give my kids, right? I could have helped them in some way and I thought I was helping them, but I was actually enabling them. But the Holy Spirit shows us the godly way to serve that blesses the person, blesses the kingdom, and helps to elevate them in their life. So Jesus modeled serving, and the Holy Spirit empowers us to serve like Jesus did. It's a spiritual gift, and the greatest in the kingdom get it. The greatest in the kingdom understand this gift. They understand how to use this gift, how to walk in this gift, how to excel in how Christ did it. How do we serve in a way that's highly effective and produces much fruit? The answer is the Holy Spirit equips us with the gift of serving. And serving opens the door for ministry. Serving opens the door for talking about Jesus. Serving opens the door for talking about your testimony. There's an expression, there's a saying, it says people don't know care what you know until they know that you care. One of the ways that we show that we care is by serving others, serving people within the church, serving people outside of the church. It's a powerful gift that the Holy Spirit gives. Number four, teaching. Teaching is another gift. Yes, I'm up here on the stage exercising this gift right now. It's a gift that the Holy Spirit, our advocate, gives us, the ability to teach the Word of God. I would not want to hear somebody at service or in a Bible study or any other place try to teach the Word without the Holy Spirit unlocking the Scriptures and unlocking the ability to teach. Just really futile to look at the words that the Holy Spirit spoke through men to write down and not have the great teacher as unlocking this. All Scripture is God-breathed, which means it came from the Holy Spirit. God spoke it, it was communicated through the Holy Spirit, and man wrote it down. So who best to tell you what it means than the Holy Spirit? Who best to be your teacher than the Holy Spirit? Who best to enable you and I to teach than the Holy Spirit? He gives us the gift to teach the Word of God. The author of Scripture wants to help you correctly understand and teach it. Our advocate is both the original author and the greatest teacher of the Word of God. So he equips us and he gives us the gift of teaching. Number five, encouraging. Wow, this next gift is oftentimes overlooked in the body. Because again, this is one of those things that doesn't seem very glamorous. It's not flashy, but it's critically important. How great is it when somebody comes alongside of you and they encourage you in your faith walk? How important is it to encourage others in the Lord? Encourage others in following God. Where would you be right now if someone had not come alongside of you and encouraged you? Maybe in that difficult moment, maybe in your early years, you just accepted Christ, or at that critical moment, where would you be right now if someone did not encourage you? And I'm not talking about just some weak or natural type of encouragement. Somebody just, like, they honed in on what exactly needed to be said in that moment. That's a spiritual gift, to be able to have the right words that are just going to elevate you in that moment that you've been deflated by life. The spiritual gift of encouragement. The advocate gives us the very words to breathe new life into each other. Maybe even to breathe life into somebody that's not saved. An encouraging word can be very powerful. Many times we're using this gift and don't even realize it. We could be talking or saying something that's so uplifting to someone in our community. Sometimes we're not aware that the Holy Spirit is speaking through us. Ephesians 4:29 says, don't use foul or abusive language, but let everything you say be good and helpful so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. That's an important part within the body of Christ. It's an important part that God uses. The Holy Spirit wants us to encourage each other in all the good things that we're doing. Somebody might be doing a bunch of bad things, but maybe if they're doing a couple of good things, you can step into that situation and encourage the good things that are being done. I think we miss that sometimes. Sometimes we want to start correcting the bad before we encourage the good. Let God use you with the gift of encouragement. It's a great way to build people up in their faith and good works. Number six, the next gift is the gift of giving. That's right. Giving is a gift. And Paul talks about it in Romans 12:8. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it's giving, give generously. Giving is a gift the Holy Spirit gives. When we give in obedience to the Holy Spirit, we further what God wants to do on the earth. When we give by the leading of the Holy Spirit, it enables us to propel the vision of Christ forward. Where would we be today if someone hadn't gave? And there wouldn't be a facility. If somebody hadn't gave, the lights wouldn't be on. If somebody hadn't gave, there wouldn't have been missionaries that went into different countries and preached the gospel. If somebody didn't have the gift of giving to go over and above. I'm not talking about tithing. Tithing is something that we all should be partaking in. But I'm talking about going above and beyond. There is a spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit gives us to be a blessing to others and to propel the kingdom forward. I love the testimony that Minister Jessica gave a little earlier. Somebody moved in the gift of giving. The Holy Spirit spoke to them and said, give this gift. It's a spiritual gift. Sometimes the most powerful ministry that you can do is not prophecy or something that is super flashy per se, but it's providing for someone in their moment of need. James says it this way in James 2:15. He says, suppose you see a brother or a sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye, have a good day, stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It's dead and useless. So my faith should produce something. My faith and my communication with the Holy Spirit, my partnership with the Holy Spirit will, if it's real and alive, it will produce gifts that will be exercised in my life. It's going to produce the gift of great faith, or it will produce the gift of prophecy, or it will produce the gift of giving. It's going to produce things in me, and that's how I know my faith is real and active. Otherwise, the faith does not produce. If it's not real, it doesn't produce anything, right? It's like what Jesus said, if you don't bear fruit, then the faith really isn't real, right? And if you don't bear fruit, then it says you get cut out, right? You get cut off. Because it's important that it's real. Look at somebody and say, you got to be real. You got to be real. We cannot send people away that are hungry with a prayer. There are moments that the gift of giving is needed. We see that the gift of giving, it operates in all of us, but some have a very pronounced gift. And as a side note, everybody that I've ever seen walking in the gift of giving has never, like, there's never lack attached to them. Because there's always the promises of Scripture that says, give, and it will be given back to you. So they can never be without, because every time they give, there's something always that God's about to hit them back with. Because you can't outgive God. So that principle is at work. So if I were you, I would be one of those people lined up to say, Holy Spirit, please give me the gift of giving. Because the gift of giving is so powerful. It is a blessing to the person who receives, and it is a blessing to the giver. 2 Corinthians 9:11, 12 says, yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will result from the ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. The gift of giving is a powerful gift. Number 7, leadership. The next gift is leadership. And this is something, of course, that the Holy Spirit gives. And as Christians, we're all called to lead, right? We're called to lead our families. We're called to lead in our communities. We're called to lead people to Christ. We're called to lead a Christian example in front of others. But there are some that the Holy Spirit gives an extra portion of this gift, and they become leaders of leaders. But understand this, we're all called to be leaders as Christians. We should be leading people. Jesus said, I will teach you how to be fishers of men, leaders of men. So as Christians, don't look to hide, look to lead. Don't hide your light, shine your light. Lead with your light. Lead people around. You got the flashlight in your hand, that means you're the leader. If somebody doesn't have a bigger flashlight than you, that makes you the leader. Walk around shining your light. If no one else steps up, you step up. Lead. Leadership is a spiritual gift. You say, well, you know, that's not just me. No, it's all of us. Don't wait around for someone else that is not spiritual to take the lead. Many problems in our culture right now can be traced back to spiritual people not stepping up and taking the lead. Let the Holy Spirit use you. Let the Advocate equip you with the gift of leadership. When we started this church back in 1995, my dad was the pastor, and because the church was still young, there wasn't a youth ministry that was established. And I was 17, but I said, hey, we need to get the young people together. We need to start doing something. Now, I didn't know everything that there was to know. Actually, I made a lot of mistakes. But I had a heart for people, and I let the Holy Spirit start to give me the gift of leadership. Even in imperfect scenarios, let God use you. You say, well, I'm not comfortable with prophecy. If God speaks something to you, it was for a reason. Speak it to somebody else. You don't have to be religious with you. I'm kind of feeling like God wants me to tell you this. Just be obedient. Let God use you. An imperfect solution is better than no solution at all. A solution inside somebody that is still growing in their faith and still maturing in their faith is better than the darkness. Better you step up and learn in the gifts, then let somebody lead in the darkness. So that's a challenge to you. That's a challenge to us. Don't wait around and let somebody else take the lead. What can I do? Where can I step up? Where does the Holy Spirit want me to take the lead? Maybe it's something small. Maybe it's something big. Number 8, last one. The gift of kindness. Yes, kindness. Can you think of a gift that's needed so much in our world today? People just spew hatred. They want to resurrect every single offense that's ever been, have a spirit of unforgiveness. Everybody's blaming everybody else. But the Holy Spirit wants to release the gift of kindness. How many people in our world right now need the gift of kindness? And the Holy Spirit can pour kindness through you and me. Many people in the church need the gift of kindness. It's a spiritual gift, and it's just as important as miracles or healing. The gift of kindness, super humble, seemingly underwhelming kindness, but it makes such a huge impact. It's not flashy, but it's extremely effective. Galatians tells us that kindness is also a fruit of the Spirit. So it's a gift and a fruit. That must mean it's pretty important. To all those that have the gift of kindness, don't underestimate what God can do through you. Maybe you're not doing anything flashy. Maybe you're not up on the stage, or maybe you don't have a title. But the gift of kindness, if you use it correctly, can be every bit as effective in the kingdom of God. I think there's some walls that will never come down, some walls that will never be broken down, except for the gift of kindness. There's been such walls built up against Christianity in our culture. There's so much negative preconceptions against faith in Christ, but the gift of kindness can bring walls crashing down. It's the kindness of God that brings people to repentance. And many times, people that God places around you need to see the gift of kindness upon you. Yes, there's a time for tough love. Yeah, there's a time for accountability. But there's a special place also for the gift of kindness. We have to know when to use the gift of kindness. And how will they know if we don't show it? The Holy Spirit unlocks the gift of kindness, the gift of the kindness of God within us. And it's in that gentleness and love that many people have come to Christ. And it's in that kindness and love that people will come to Christ. So don't underestimate the gift of kindness. In conclusion, there are so many gifts that the Holy Spirit has that the Holy Spirit wants to give us. He wants us to be effective in our walk with God. He wants us to win in life. And so he equips us with every good thing that we need. Sometimes you need to be the teacher. Sometimes you need to be the wise counselor. Sometimes you need special knowledge. Sometimes you need a word of prophecy. Sometimes you need an unknown language. Sometimes you need discernment. Holy Spirit knows what you need before you even know what you need. I love to be equipped by the Holy Spirit because he knows even more than I know what tool, what weapon, what gift I need to get me to the next place. Will you bow your head with me today? God, I thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. He is our advocate. He advocates for us, and he advocates for the cause of Christ. God, help us to make our life a life that is welcoming to your Spirit. We want to welcome your Spirit. We don't want to make you feel unwelcome. We want to put out the welcome mat and say, Spirit of God, you're welcome in my life. You don't have to just rest upon me in certain seasons, but I want you to be a part of my life. I want you to walk with me. And God, teach us in this season to walk more closely with you through fellowship, through understanding the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of Christ. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of the Father, alive and at work and in partnership with us. God, I thank you for that. And maybe as you have your head bowed, you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted. Maybe I had something real, but I've got kind of away from that. And I want to reconnect with him today. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I've been around people that have had a relationship with Jesus, but I don't know if I've ever had a relationship that was real. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. You don't have to move. You just lift up your hand. I want you to pray. I want to pray with you. Amen. 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 That's real. That's real. Most important decision that we make is when we say yes to Jesus. You see those hands? Amen. If you lifted up your hand, I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody, you can say this prayer in agreement with me. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for loving me before I knew how to love you. Jesus, thank you for your overwhelming love. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and wiping away my sins. Jesus, I receive your free gift of forgiveness. Jesus, right now, wipe away every sin, every fault, every wrong thing in my life. Give me a new start. Jesus, I need you. I need your Spirit to be inside of me, to walk with me, to help me be godly. I can't do it without you. I can't do it alone. I'm sorry for the times I drifted. I got selfish. I tried to figure it out alone. I want you to walk with me and help me figure it out and teach me everything I need to know. I surrender to you today. In Jesus' name. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. I'm so proud of you if you have the boldness and the courage to put a hand in the air and say yes to Jesus. Our journey begins with yes to Jesus. The next chapter of our life begins with, I'm going to say yes to Jesus. There's nothing more important in this life than saying yes to Jesus. So I'm excited for you. Get some people around you. Get some people around you that have the same conviction. That say, man, I want to live my life for Jesus. And it helps. It helps. We weren't meant to do this alone. We were meant to do this in community. We're meant to find some people, get around some people that are going to say, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's follow Jesus. Let's pray some. Let's crack open this book. Let's read the Bible a little bit. Let's find out what God is saying to us today. Amen. I'm excited, and I want to tell you that if God is for you, and nobody can be against you, right? If God is for you, and if Jesus is in your corner, you will be
undefeated.
God bless you.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.